units of production depreciation. For this depreciation, we're going to allocate the usage of our asset based on how many units it's produced out of the total units we expected to produce throughout its life. This is commonly used for machinery in order to more closely track our depreciation expense to the usage of the asset itself. We can note that when we're dealing with partial years, we don't actually have to change anything for this type of depreciation because the number of units that will have been produced will be lower naturally. At the end, once we've produced the total number of units, we'll end up at our salvage value. At that point, even if the asset is still producing units, we can stop our depreciation because we never go below salvage value. The charts at the bottom show what depreciation might look like for an asset that's wrapped up production for the first couple years.